The Ticket.
Michigan Insider Podcast is brought to you in part by defense attorney and WTKA legal insider Joe Simon. Find Joe at themichigandefenders.com.
And we are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider Sports Talk 1050 WTKA, online at WTKA.com. Sam Webb, Ira Weintraub on the other side. And look, we are gearing up to get out on the corner of Stadium and May. I will be back in time. I set this trip up. It's a quick turnaround. It's been a lot of quick turnarounds for me so far this year. But
National Airport, right? You're flying. You flew in and out of National Airport, right?
Yes, I'm flying out of Reagan.
Yeah. Yes, so that, yes, relatively speaking, should be a pretty quick trip over the bridge when you're done with football to the airport. Shouldn't be too bad because you'll be opposite traffic or later than. So you should be all right. My fingers are crossed for you.
My man. And so that will get me back in time for our great tailgate that we do every single home game for Michigan games, right? Well, is there something similar? Is there a party as festive, as live, with food as outstanding prior to Lions games? And I am pleased to tell you, you have such an option. The Lions VIP tailgate brought to you by Bullseye Event Group. Get ticket and find out more information about the tailgate. Also get your tickets at bullseyeeventgroup.com, but this is the ultimate tailgate experience. All you can eat and drink for 3 hours leading up to kickoff at a location. It's the old Punch Bowl Social Building, 3.5 blocks away from Ford Field. That's less than a 3-minute walk to Ford Field at 1331 Broadway Street, to be exact. So, you know, they have some DJs that there are a DJ at theirs too. Music headliner DJ Don Mecca setting the mood like we do in our tent, not with sports, but with music, right? And then you have great food prepared, a premium buffet prepared by Food Network celebrity chef Aaron May and Detroit's own Michelin star finalist Kate Williams. And when I talk about a menu, I just take a few items off of it, like the red wine braised short rib steaks, mac and cheese, gourmet waffle bar, 12-hour pulled pork, twice-cooked chicken wings, gourmet cheeseburgers. That's just a few items on this outstanding buffet. Remember, adult beverages, all you can drink. You know, soft drinks, all you can drink. And they have the other things going on. You got the HD TVs throughout if you want to watch pregame stuff and mingle. But then, yeah, I know the kids really like this, and even some grown kids like this. The Xbox stations, Microsoft gaming area inside the Lions VIP tailgate that has over 10 Xbox gaming stations. So you can get your game experience on pregame as well. Does not get any better than the Lions VIP tailgate. Go to bullseyeeventgroup.com. You can get your tickets there. If you want to get a package that gets you a ticket to the game and a ticket to the tailgate, you can do that too. You can purchase both at bullseyeeventgroup.com. So, Mr. Weintraub, I thought about the Lions last night. Kenny Golladay let some, you know, let a ball get through his hands. And, I mean, the Giants left some points on the field, Ira. They left some points. Daniel Jones had a touchdown run brought back on a holding call by one of his receivers. But Kenny Golladay, he had a couple balls go off his hands. And I started to wonder, man, after he got into it with Daniel Jones, did you see that? They got into it, and I wonder if it's like, man, is he wishing he was back in Detroit? I wonder if he said,
you know, Sam, there's another question he could be asking, like, is there another place I'd like to be? Maybe he doesn't want to be in either Detroit or with the Giants.
You're probably right, Ira.
So did you hear a collective scream last night when they got the re-kick at the end of the game and the kick with no time and they got the winner? Did you hear the DC faithful going crazy?
Yeah, man, they were fired up. They were, I can't say that I heard any cheers in the hotel, but yeah, they were fired up. And you talk about going from the goat to hero and goat in the bad way. Right, not goat the good way, the goat the bad way. And their kicker misses it. Offsides penalty by Dexter Lawrence gives them an extra kick. And I thought that one was going to be wide too when it left his foot, but it curled inside of the uprights, and the Washington football team winds up winning the game. So it was, tell you, man, I to find myself, you know, being more invested in some of these, games this year without, and the reason why this is significant, because I didn't think I would be as invested because I'm not doing fantasy football this year. So, you know, but still, I guess once you get into the habit of following all these teams closely, you keep doing it. So that was good to see last night. And then you mentioned to me in the break that, yeah, might be a coaching change on the horizon in the NFL. Sounds like all my years of pining for John Harbaugh for the Lions, you know, that didn't work for me, but USC, they could get John Harbaugh. Turns out who would have thunk it that John Harbaugh is on the list for SC?
Sam, it was so funny. So was it Wednesday? It must have been Wednesday afternoon. Apparently Dan Patrick was just like emptying his sources. So I'm kind of curious which maybe Dan Patrick's agent is Jimmy Sexton. I should look that up. Is Dan Patrick's agent Jimmy Sexton? Because as I mentioned this earlier in the week, the estimate is that there will be $60 to $75 million in salary in contract extensions and renegotiations for coaches across the country because USC fired their coach. Not because any of those are actually taking the USC job, but because all these names are going to get mentioned. So on Wednesday, Dan Patrick threw out there there's mutual interest between James Franklin and USC, which, I mean, I highly doubt that they're that far along unless it's an agent saying, yeah, James might be interested. But again, that's just an agent, right? That's where I think Dan Patrick is getting all his stuff. But then he also threw out there that USC's has interest in John Gruden. Doesn't every college team, when they fire their coach, allegedly have interest in John Gruden? And then he said also John Harbaugh, they have interest in John Harbaugh. I'm like, I think every college team or pro team that fire, you know, whoever it is, a big college program, interest in John Harbaugh too. Let's go throw every name out there. Not that even Gruden or Harbaugh need extensions, that they're not a part of that 60 to 75 million to get extensions. I just find it funny because, I mean, just throw every name out there. Just throw them all. In the end, yeah. So what happened if you throw out Harbaugh, you know, John Harbaugh and John Gruden and Urban Meyer, who came out and said, I'm not interested in the job, and all these other names, you throw all these huge names. If they end up with, say, PJ Fleck, what is USC fan? What are they going to say to the fans?
Yeah. You know, I told Miz yesterday, I said, I didn't need Dan, because Dan Patrick, he was one of the ones who threw out James Franklin. Mutual interest of James Franklin. I said, I didn't need Dan Patrick to tell me that. James Franklin told me he had mutual interest when he said, yeah, I'm going to talk about this with my leadership council. Like, he didn't do the Urban Meyer. He didn't do the Eric Bieniemy. Where Eric Bieniemy say, my focus is on the Ravens or something like that.
Well, they have a game. They play tomorrow on our Sunday night, so that makes sense. Yeah,
he said, I'm focused on the Ravens, but I'm not thinking about USC. James Franklin didn't even say that, Ira. He said, yeah. Well, this is how I handle that. I talk to my leadership council, and we go over this. Hey, that's not a denial at all.
That's not even a non-denial denial, right? That's just a straight-up just an answer without saying, yeah.
Right, right. And so, you know, Dan's source is probably James Franklin on that too, right? I mean, dude, that was easy. James Franklin is up for every time the SC job is mentioned. James Franklin is mentioned as well, and he will parlay this into another raise, another extension. But those other ones, he must be getting kickbacks, Ira. He must be getting kickbacks. I think he's getting kickbacks because some of these names be different if the names he threw out were realistic. Sort of like when we talked about Paul Feinbaum the other day, talking about or engaging a question. A listener who said, what do you think about Jim Harbaugh with USC? And instead of saying that is utterly ridiculous, like we just said about John Harbaugh, utterly ridiculous. John Gruden is not, he's not leaving for that. John Gruden's not going to coach USC. Maybe if he got fired, but they are about to fire John Gruden. Like, what are you talking about? Utterly ridiculous to mention those two guys, especially John Harbaugh, as a guy, right? Instead of doing that, you know, Paul Feinbaum engages instead of dismissing this as ridiculous. Dan Patrick talks about it because I think Dan Patrick is on the payroll. He might share an agent with some of these coaches, man, and is getting maybe a slight percentage. Man, you get a slight percentage. You know, you get half a percentage points. That's still a good little piece of change there, Ira. I'm just saying, it's utterly ridiculous. It will never happen. PJ Fleck is a realistic name. PJ Fleck would fit in LA. PJ Fleck, you know, if you wanna take a shot on an up and comer with head coaching experience, I give that a shot before I go with James Franklin. I just feel like you see what James Franklin, you see what his ceiling is, I think. I think you see what his ceiling is based on his time at Penn State. You don't know what PJ Fleck's ceiling is yet. I mean, you know, he hasn't been at a high level Power Five program yet. He's done decent at Minnesota and obviously took Western Michigan to the Cotton Bowl. It would make sense to me anyway, that if you're looking this way and you're choosing between those two, maybe go in that direction. Of course, you know who my guy would be. I said before, it'd be Eric Bieniemy if I were them. But let's get all that done after early signing period. That is worthy of note because if you listen to the Michigan Recruiting Insider podcast, the latest episode, which was, man, it was an hour and a half when we recorded. I had to go through and chop it down. It's like, man, this just seems too long. I think people will listen to a recap of the epic recruiting weekend, but we had Randy Jackson, Damani Jackson's dad, on that episode. And he talked about the time. First of all, you know, he dismissed the notion that Dante Williams becoming the interim head coach is like this massive boost for them. Because for two reasons, there's no sign, signal, or indication that Dante Williams is a candidate to be the permanent coach. Have you seen his name mentioned in any hot board, on any list? You know, you list the name, you know, you have a list of candidates, and often they will list the interim coach on some of those lists. I haven't seen one with Dante Williams listed. So it just seems highly unlikely that he will retain that job. Regardless of how he'd have to run the table. Is he going to run the table? He's not running the table. He's not running the table with that team. The team that just gave up 42 points to Sanford? It's not happening. Not happening. So, but it is possible that whoever gets that job retains Dante Williams, the primary recruiter for Damani Jackson. He said, but we still have to evaluate how that defense is doing. Because remember, we just said they gave 42 to Stanford. Why is that worthy of note? Because Stanford could hardly score. What did Stanford do in week one? I already remember the score. You have that off the top of your head? What Stanford did?
In week one?
Yeah, they were terrible offensively. In week one, man. They could hardly bust a grape, as I've been saying. So, my man, things are looking good, even if they retain Dante Williams. Because you look at...
Oh, yeah, Stanford, when they lost 24-7 at Kansas State. Is that the game you're talking about?
That's the game I'm talking about. And then the next week, offensive explosion, Ira. Offensive explosion. 1 week after scoring 7 points. And so SC fans aren't big Dante Williams fans right now either. That's why Randy Jackson was like, look, we are evaluating all the situations, all the options, because we are big on development. And he talked a lot about Steve Klinkscale's track record for development. I think Michigan wins that battle. Now, you might say, well, isn't he looking at Bama? Nick Saban has developed a lot of defensive backs. We know this. This is one of the few occasions where you can say Michigan has an edge on Bama with an elite prospect. And the edge is his lifelong affinity for the program, his connection to kids in the class. The connection to Michigan is the edge that they need, I think, to make them the team to beat. I said this on the podcast. I will repeat this here for effect. I think Michigan is now the team to beat for Damani Jackson. I absolutely do. That doesn't, not ready to say, not ready to crystal ball him, like I have some other guys, but yeah. And so timing wise, to get back to the SC thing, he's an early enrollee, Ira. So does, if SC, if they use this time as effectively as they possibly could, they get their coach in place before the early signing period and retain some of this recruiting class. I'm just not convinced that's part of their, that's one of their considerations, trying to, you know, this recruiting class. I don't think it, because you could keep Clay Helton in the post, like I said the other day, and back channel this thing and be looking at coaches, but to fire him now, you are recruiting is a non-concern. You know, it's always a secondary or tertiary concern anyway, but it's literally a non-concern for them right now. And so that helps Michigan with Damani Jackson, because if they don't have a head coach in place by the early signing period, or let's say they get that head coach in place close to the early signing period, and that guy still has to put his staff together, you don't know who's going to be on it. That really helps Michigan that much more in its quest to get that five-star kid locked up in their class. But as it stands right now, I think they are very much trending up for Damani Jackson. So that's a reason to pay attention to this USC race. It's why we'll follow it closely moving forward. We got to get to a break.
How about some generosity on the way to break, Sam? Feeling generous right now from a distance in the nation's capital?
I certainly am, because I'm going to be back. I'm going to be inside the Bud Light Victor's Lounge with you doing the Key Bank Countdown to Kickoff. And maybe you out there listening, maybe you will join us. If your caller number 7 is 734-998-1050, you indeed will join us inside the Bud Light Victor's Lounge. We have the great food courtesy of Polo Fields, the great drinks courtesy of our friends at Bud Light. And then, of course, the great atmosphere courtesy of you Michigan fans. Caller number 7 at 734-998-1050. Again, 734-998-1050. You will join us inside the Bud Light Victor's Lounge. We got to get to a break. Be back on the other side here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA, the ticket.